Welcome to Lanyap, a program about issues, events, and people here on 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. And I'm joined today by Mark Windham, CEO of GoCare. Welcome, Mark.
Hi, Corey. Thank you for having me on today.
Glad you're with us today. And GoCare is having a big event, one of the biggest events of the year, the Red Carpet Rendezvous. Tell me about the Red Carpet Rendezvous.
We're very excited about the Red Carpet Rendezvous, Corey. It's going to be this coming Sunday, February 26th, from 7 to 11 p.m. at the West Monroe Convention Center. And it's going to be a gala fundraising event in coordination with the airing of the 89th Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Award Show.
All right. So, I used to see all the red carpet shows. I'd always watch Joan Rivers, she'd be on the red carpet. We don't have her anymore. You've got the next best thing, I hear.
We've got the next best thing. We have Robbie Turner coming in from Seattle, Washington. Robbie appeared on season 8 of RuPaul's Drag Race. He's going to be hosting the event along with our board president, Davey Norris Jr., and they will be our correspondents on the red carpet. People will have the opportunity to walk the red carpet, stand for a little photo shoot, and be grilled by our hosts.
So this event's coming up on the 26th, which is a Sunday,
yes.
7 to 11 p.m. at the West Monroe Convention Center. The proceeds of the event, though, it's about a lot more than having fun. It's going to GoCare. There may be folks out there that don't know. What is GoCare? What does the organization do?
Absolutely. And, you know, Corey, one of the things that has surprised me in the year that I've been at GoCare as the chief operating officer is the lack of community awareness of GoCare in general. For those that don't know, GoCare stands for the Greater Ouachita Coalition Providing AIDS Resources and Education. We were founded in 1988, and we provide healthcare-related services and supportive services for those individuals that are living with HIV. We opened our own medical clinic in June of 2015. Since that time, we have started providing services for approximately 300 people. But we also provide testing services for HIV. People can come in any day of the week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 Monday through Thursday, 8 to 1:30 on Friday, and receive free HIV, syphilis, and hepatitis C tests. We've expanded our goal from strictly HIV awareness, education, and care into general health care for the LGBTQ population. We realized there was quite a need in our area for an open, compassionate, caring environment where LGBTQ individuals could come for care and just be able to talk frankly, openly with their provider and receive that compassionate care that they need.
So you mentioned 300 folks here in our area that you're working with. Are you guys the only game in town up here in North Louisiana? How far do folks travel in to come see you guys?
Now, we are not the only game in town. There is also a clinic at Conway, the Med3 clinic. There are a couple of individual providers that provide HIV care. But we're considered a community-based organization, and the two next closest CBOs to us are the Philadelphia Center in Shreveport and CLASS in Alexandria.
So you guys and over there are staying busy. Let me ask this question, because I see folks, HIV, I guess, used to be sort of a death sentence. Now you see people that prolong, have healthier lives, longer, fuller lives with drugs and interaction. Is that part of your mission there? Are there things that you're doing as a group that are extending folks' lives?
Absolutely. You know, we have been so fortunate to have the advances in the pharmaceutical industry that allow individuals to be on drug regimens now that are so much more tolerable to the individual. And anyone with HIV now that get, you know, that you get diagnosed, you get into medical care, you get your regimen that's right for you with your HIV drugs, you can live a long, healthy, productive life. It's, like you said earlier, it's not the death sentence that it was before.
The event, the Red Carpet Rendezvous, will feature all sorts of fun things. I hear you have a silent auction going on.
We're going to have a silent auction. We have a long weekend trip to New York that includes a Broadway show and some dinners. We have a Rodrigue Blue Dog print. We have some donations from several local vendors. I didn't mention earlier, we're going to have a seated dinner as well for the function. It's going to be a great evening.
So that sounds like a lot of fun. If there are folks out there that that want to go, I know you've got tables available, but I just asked you a second ago, you could come by yourself too, and you just match them up with some people.
Absolutely. If you want to buy a single ticket, the tickets are $40 a piece. Of course, that would be $240 for a table of six, but you can call our offices at 318-325-1092. Extension 114. You can speak with Nancy in our accounting office. She will get you set up with a ticket. You can go to our Yapcity page at red-carpet-rendezvous.yapcity.com. Buy your tickets online, or you can even come by our offices at 1801 North 7th in West Monroe and pick up a ticket.
I've got to ask, how do you spell Yapcity?
Yapsody.
Okay. That's yapcity.com, red-carpet-rendezvous.yapcity.com. You can find out more at 325-1092. Mark, thanks for being with us today on Lanyap.
Thank you so much.
It's the Red Carpet Rendezvous, Sunday, the 26th, from 7 to 11 p.m. at the West Monroe Convention Center, and the proceeds help GoCare.